This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day. How'd you act yesterday? Acting, when I say acting, are you acting, are you feeling well, was the question. I'm always interested in that from the perspective of a friend, one friend to another, and we are all friends here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington. I'm in Massachusetts on my farm, and it's Thursday, the 22nd of June, the first full day of summer 2017, the longest day of the year in terms of light. So what happens, for those of you who love this, the build-up, which starts actually just before Christmas, the days get longer by a minute or two each day in terms of light. And then starting today, a minute or two a day is taken away of light. So we're going backwards or down the hill or however it is that you want to shape all of this. I just think that this time of year is a fabulous time of year. Wouldn't you all rather be warm than not? Some people are, it's too hot in the desert. Yeah, it is. So which is better in your perspective, being too warm or too cold? That's a relative question. The situation with North Korea and the death of this fellow who was there for whatever foolish reason. Senator McCain says that North Korea murdered Otto Warmbier. He was a prisoner. He had been a student over there doing a little research. Been in jail for a year. He died of a coma. But what McCain said was sort of interesting. He was murdered by Kim Jong-un. The senator was one of those people who've been through this. Remember, he was imprisoned in North Vietnam. I wonder if people remember that. Kara, do you know that one of the claims to fame, McCain came to the attention of everybody and got involved in politics because he had been held as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. He'd been, I think it was 6 or 7 years.
I'm sure it was something that I learned at some point, but if you would ask me, you know, about a famous politician who had been imprisoned, I don't know if I would have said McCain.
Mm-hmm. He's chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate. He said, quote, in the final year of his life, he lived the nightmare in which North Korean people have been there for 70 years. That is, they've been trapped the same as he was trapped, but they've been in that circumstance, forced labor camps, mass starvation, cruelty, torture, and murder. So, what do we do? What's the circumstance? What is America's response to this, if anything? North Korea claimed that he had botulism. He was the victim of a sleeping pill. Huh. He was brought back to America to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He was treated. His condition was consistent with cardiopulmonary arrest and brain damage from lack of oxygen. Family said it would be easy at a time like this to focus on all that we lost, future time, his brilliance, his curiosity, his enthusiasm, but we choose to focus on the time we were given to be with this remarkable person. So Donald Trump was interviewed. Last month, he said he would be honored to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances. But the death of this student who was imprisoned has changed all of that. Clearly, we're moving further away, not closer, to those conditions, said Sean Spicer. He said, I think there have been some positive steps, and they were taken by people who are at the United Nations, our ambassador, their ambassador. But around the time that Spicer said that, Trump tweeted he appreciated China's efforts, but things are not working out with North Korea, so there's got to be a different approach. So does it mean, I guess what a lot of people have a hard time with Donald Trump because he's so erratic. I understand, I think, kind of how he works. He's a guy that's in the moment. And so Trump reacted to the death. He said, at least we got him home to be with his parents. There's nothing more tragic for a parent than to lose a child in the prime of life. The U.S. once again condemns the brutality of the North Korean regime as we mourn its latest victim. So, Donald Trump gave, apparently, I don't know where, people have chuckled about this, when Dennis Rodman went to North Korea last week, he had a copy of The Art of the Deal, signed copy of The Art of the Deal, which is Donald Trump's book. It was meant to open things up a little bit, perhaps. You don't really know for sure whether North Korea killed him, what went on there, but certainly the North Koreans bear heavy responsibility. And it's the way they are, though. The most important statement in all of this, you can go back and forth and up and down and sideways, whatever it is that you want, but this person is the same or a victim of forced labor, mass starvation, cruelty, torture, and murder. That's what it's like to live in North Korea. You can, once in a while, there's been a reporter that was doing pieces for 60 Minutes who has been hired by CBS to, he has somehow access, nobody knows who he is, obviously, you're not going to point him out, but he gets into the country with special sensitive electronic equipment. And you can, it's one of those lapel cameras or something along that line. And this person, from day to day, walks around various cities in North Korea. And you see the bodies lined up outside of homes, or things that just barely get by as a home. A place for people to sleep, with maybe a roof and a couple of walls on it. But there is, it's sort of like a bad movie, or what happened to the Jews during World War II. Only he does this to his own people, and his father apparently did the same thing, but this kid is really warped. And so they go with carts up and down the streets and pick up the bodies, the dead bodies, every day. Because people are being starved and tortured and murdered. That's the way it is. And remember when this guy's father died, you saw all the pictures of people wailing, crying on the street. Oh, my God, our leader is dead. No. Oh, my God. Those were all phonied up. Those were forced. Those people were told, you know, lie down on the street and cry or we're going to shoot you. That's basically what happened. So anyway, that's their problem. It's not our problem. But yet, if this guy's nutty enough to really have nuclear weapons at his disposal, then what do you do about that? So the question here is, what to do? What in the world makes sense in terms, do we just leave this guy alone? Do we just ignore him? Or do we provoke him? That's the whole question. The $64 question here is, what's the way to handle this situation? And I think that's something that is there consensus on that? Kara, do you talk to any of your friends about this, and is this the kind of thing that people get themselves concerned about? This is not a day-to-day, I say, why bother, because he's not going to do anything to affect us. Well, he may do something. It's maybe part of this is what's...
Yeah, I don't know if I would say he's not going to do anything. I think that he is crazy enough to at least try something. But I think most people I know don't talk about it on a day-to-day basis because North Korea is just so, they seem so hopeless that there doesn't really seem to be much point in talking, at least about what we can do to work with them or stop them from doing whatever they're going to do. It doesn't seem like there's any way to stop them. You know, they're going to try, and if we have to blow them up, or I don't even know.
Yeah. But that is, do we have to blow them up? Isn't that interesting?
I just think that, I don't know how you work with a guy who kills his own family members and his own government because they look like they're falling asleep during a meeting. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you reason with someone like that?
You don't. So we pay more attention to Kim Kardashian than we do to this guy. That's kind of the question. Do you pay more attention? The North Koreans want to host some of the 2018 Winter Olympics. Did you know that? And the South Korean sports minister suggested that perhaps that would be a good thing to do to break the ice with them.
Mm-hmm. Did he really say break the ice for the Winter Olympics?
I didn't say that. No. It's a head scratcher. This whole thing is a head scratcher. And if you make the wrong move, I just think you send in the special forces and you bop the guy. That's the end of that. 18 after the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride The Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one ream of Staples 8.5x11 multipurpose paper and get one free. A savings of $7.99. Staples, it's pro time. N624 in store only.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Sound.
I get goosebumps every time I hear her.
So here she is again, doing the right thing, taking the focus on that Grenfell Tower fire and going to visit. As she went there to express her sympathy and comfort the victims. She went actually to the Chelsea Fire Station to meet some of the firefighters who helped pull out all the stops that unfortunately couldn't stop the fire. So pretty much destroyed that whole residential tower. One of the firemen, Rob Petty, posted some pictures on Facebook yesterday of the meeting, writing, quote, "Not every day the wonderfully grounded and caring Adele pops in for a cup of tea and a cuddle." So
the pictures are so sweet, too. She's laughing, and she showed up just no makeup on and, you know, just hanging out just to say thank you. She's really wonderful.
She gets it. So now, in addition to that, from this same tragedy, a bunch of all-star singers, including Emile Sandé, Rita Ora, Celine Dion, Robbie Williams, Liam Payne, Roger Daltrey, Jesse J, Queen's Brian May, Lewis Tomlinson, participating in a single which will benefit the victims of the fire. And I believe this is being released today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coordinated version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, the famous Simon and Garfunkel tune. So who can we identify some of these people?
Well, Emily Sandé did the first line coming in. This is Louis Tomlinson of One Direction. Yeah, it's a huge, it's pretty much every huge British artist right now, except for the other two members of One Direction and a couple other bands. They're going to make so much money off of this, which is great.
Good.
Yeah. My community's moving.
It's a good thing to see people get together for this sort of thing. Good for them. All right, so that's the latest from England on the tragedy. This is our musical portion of the hour. We're always talking about musicians from all walks of life, all aspects of music that are in the news. Brian Wilson in the news today, releasing a new anthology collection covering his nearly 30 years as a soloist. It's called Playback, comes out in September. It's an 18-track release with two previously unreleased songs, Run, James Run, written for Playback, and Some Sweet Day, which Wilson wrote for Andy Paley in the early 90s, and that project never got finished. The rest of the collection features selections from nine of his solo records. He's been all over the place. I have never seen him. And so I see that there's a...
I would love to see
later
his
this
tour.
Summer. I'm going to get a couple of tickets for that. I want to go
I think he's swinging back around. He's in Europe this summer, and then he starts another North American leg in September. Yeah. So if he comes anywhere near New York, that is definitely on my bucket list.
September he's here. I think it's the 22nd. I see the guy. Playback also features tracks from his two 2004 albums, Getting In Over My Head, Brian Wilson Presents Smile, a couple of live recordings from Live at the Roxy Theater, and One Kind of Love, which he wrote for his biopic, Love and Mercy. Remember that?
That was so good.
Yeah. So, Brian Wilson in the musical news today. It's 28 after on the DJV Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Doug Steffen on Thursday, the good day way for us to examine some things that are going on. Folks are talking about Donald Trump, for example. Those of you who know that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, you can imagine that I was pretty interested in his trip to Iowa and what's going on with the workforce, the discussion of what to do about illegal immigrants all came up yesterday in his campaign speech in Iowa. Those of you listening, we have, I think, three or four stations, Des Moines, Boone, those areas, listening to this program. So what do you think? President did not talk about the fact that undocumented immigrants make up about half of the workforce in agriculture. That pool of labor shrinking, and it spells trouble for some farms, particularly in a state like Iowa, some of the other Midwestern states as well. The unemployment situation in farm country, many counties in these Midwestern states, is half of the already, some people describe it as tight national rate. It's 4.8% or something, which is a bunch of baloney because it's really twice that. But one of the farmers yesterday told the president, I need more Mexicans. And there was no response, really, to that. There are a lot of arrests that have been going on. Arrests up 28% since the president signed the executive orders targeting illegal immigrants in our country. About 100,000, 47% increase from the same period last year, have been arrested. So what does that do to the family farmer? What does that do to the big farmer? Trump didn't talk about it yesterday. He talked about the gang MS-13, said they're the equivalent of Al-Qaeda in our country. We will build a border to keep illegals out. And the usual attack on the media yesterday, this was dubbed as a rally for his 2020 reelection campaign. He called NBC phony, the phony news. He had things to say about Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton to the chants, lock her up, which is meaningless, mindless, just drivel. The chants, lock her up, come on. Get a life. So he talked about his accomplishments. Proving the construction of the Keystone Pipeline, which I think was good, frankly. Getting out of the Paris Climate Change Accord, I'm not sure that was. I'd like to see what the end game is here, as we certainly have to be focused on the environment, or we have to be focused on what's going on the planet. Maybe that's the better way of putting it. He touted Neil Gorsuch as the new Supreme Court Justice. I think that was a good appointment. Frankly, a lot of my friends think that I'm nuts on that, but I don't. I think Gorsuch is good for the Supreme Court, frankly. He called for a great tax deal, health care reform, and how to build new roads and bridges. The same stuff that he talks about all the time when he goes out on the stump. He also touched on foreign policy, said that he had been dealt a bad hand by Obama. He assured the audience that we're going to fix it, though. Not, he wasn't specific about what the bad deal was. Part of the focus this week has been giving the defense secretary control over troop levels in Afghanistan, which is mindless and really dumb. So I'd have booed that had I been there. I'd have clapped for some of the things he said, and I'd have booed others. What about you? What do you think? At this point in time, he says one of the things that he is good at, and this is sort of good to consider, he said that he wasn't beholden to donors and special interests because he didn't take any money. And for the most part, that was true. He has been criticized recently for giving Gary Kahn from Goldman Sachs the job of chief economic advisor. Yeah, you know, that's typical. Goldman Sachs is in everything, folks. It's not going to change. The Goldman Sachs people are, they're in charge of money. So other kind of bizarre Trump news. A judge yesterday approved a man's request to change his name from Ernesto Acosta to Ernesto Trump. A district court petition filed this month, Mr. Acosta wrote, quote, I want to use my new name because it's more suitable for my profession. He was born in Houston, lists his race as Hispanic, paid the $272 filing fee to change his name. He said his parents were born in Mexico, entered the U.S. illegally. Both his parents have green cards. He added his mother, who is not a fan of the president, was upset because he was changing his name. He said that he's a supporter of President Trump. He's an unregistered voter and couldn't vote anyway. So there you go. He's got a YouTube channel. Has 7,600 subscribers. People were sort of shocked with his stunt. Those people who follow him online. He wants to be, he said, he'll be the undeportable one. I'm the president's son. And he's invited the president to come have dinner with him. There you go. Ay, ay, ay. What characters, huh? What people do there. And then I found this also interesting. I was looking at the story of a woman who had an operation so she could look like Melania Trump. She had, what about this? A plastic surgeon worked on this woman who had breast cancer, apparently, and gave her breasts and a face job, Kara, so that she looked as close to Melania Trump as possible. And it's really kind of scary when you look at her.
Yeah, does she actually look like her, or does she doesn't have
the same hair, sort of, but she does. You can tell she's had Botox and injectable treatments.
Well, then I guess she had a good plastic surgeon, because you hear all of these stories about people who try to look like celebrities, and then they just come out looking like a really sad version of them. So
messy. All right, that's enough on the Trump story. Let's get to some other things that are going on that are worthy of commentary. Interesting, the Ford folks are saying today they're going to build the Focus, but it was going to be an overseas deal anyway, but it's not going to be built in Mexico now. It's going to be built in China, as we hear in this report.
Ford is canceling their plans to build that factory in Mexico, and they're going to build the cars in China, and they're going to import some from Europe. And meanwhile, they're investing a lot of money in their large SUV plant. So a couple of things going on. You see where the market in the U.S. is, big SUVs, crossover SUVs, stuff that makes a lot of money, and they're going to make the large Expedition and Lincoln Navigator at the plant in Kentucky. And then they've been moving production of small cars and passenger cars that don't make a lot of money out of the U.S. to wherever they can get cheaper labor costs, and it's typically been Mexico. But they would have to have invested a lot of money. We're talking, you know, close to $1 billion to build that plant in Mexico. Mark Fields, the former CEO, had actually pulled back that investment. Instead of making a new plant, he was going to expand an existing one. What Hackett has done is come in and said, look, small cars don't make money. Why are we putting new investment dollars there? Let's just build them in Europe, where we already have production for those cars, and in China, where we need them as well, and not spend any more money. So the $1 billion they're saving is on capital they would have spent building new plants that on cars that don't make any money in the U.S.
Ford, it's interesting how they have this plant that employs 3,600 people in Michigan that they're expanding because it's building stuff that's very profitable. The factory there won't lose any jobs, nor will factories anywhere else, apparently. Ford start building its new pickup, the Ranger, in China along with a Focus. Starting next year, apparently. So there you go. The Bronco is going to be built in Michigan, the new Bronco. And they're in the truck plant they're talking about. The Expedition Navigator, he was talking about that, comes from Kentucky. They're adding on to that plant there. So I guess that's good news for American jobs. The Saudi Arabians are icky. But there's a story about things that are changing in Saudi Arabia. Let's get to that in a moment here. Coming up on 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Using Groupon, people can save up to a gazillion dollars a week. Not each of them, of course, but all of them combined. In reality, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Getting a haircut? Check Groupon. Need an oil change? Check Groupon. Now, we are in no way implying that you could save a gazillion dollars a week on nearby yoga classes, golfing, Italian restaurants, or resorts. However, use the top-rated Groupon app and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, a study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently, So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Over the last several years, have you been one of those people that have felt anxiety about things, but couldn't really put your finger on it? Couldn't really define why you're feeling anxious. Things are going pretty good in your life. Bills are paid. Kids are fed. Got a home. Has heat. But yet, you feel anxious. Anxiety comes from the government and not being able to control what they do to us. The solution? One, let it go. Just doesn't matter. I'm indifferent to what government does. They never call me and ask me for my opinion, and I'm not going to live my life waiting for it. I'm an individual. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
You're about to shell out significant money to upgrade your house, and the choices make your head spin. Traditional asphalt or slate shingles? Summer blue or nautical blue paint for the walls? Till recently, if you picked wrong, well, too bad. But now, thanks to new online tools, you can see what a project would look like before you spend a dime. Take roofing shingles, for example. We all know how critical roofs are to a home's curb appeal. By using the virtual home remodeler launched by GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer, you can play around with different looks by either downloading a photo of your own home or choosing from among the many styles. Everything from Victorian to ranch, pictured on the website. Then, just click to compare shingles. Maybe the Camelot shingles and antique slate, before moving on to the trim and exterior walls. Heck, once you're done, you can even solicit feedback from friends via email or social media. Test it out at www.gaf.com.
Some rocketing to the top conversation from the folks in Saudi Arabia. There's been a shakeup there. There's a new crown prince. And here's the Wall Street Journal report on that.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman has appointed his son, Mohammed bin Salman, as crown prince, replacing his nephew, Mohammed bin Nayef, as first in line to the throne. Over the past 2 years, he's been the public face of change in the kingdom. The 31-year-old oversees a vast portfolio as defense minister and is seen as the architect of Saudi Arabia's attempt to overhaul the kingdom's economy. He's also backed the potential listing of state oil giant Saudi Aramco. As crown prince, he'll also add deputy prime minister to his responsibilities. The shakeup removes former crown prince Mohammed bin Nayef, a figure well known to Washington and one of the U.S.'s most trusted counter-terror partners. Prince Mohammed bin Salman has forged ties with the Trump administration as it looks to reset relations with the U.S., that the Saudis hope will be warmer than they were under President Barack Obama, who reached a nuclear deal with Iran that Riyadh opposed.
So, what do you think? Pretty exciting? I think the Saudis are almost irrelevant. They are in a way, but they aren't in a way because there's so much money there and so much focus. There are so many people who have been in power in America that have made deals with the Saudis and have made millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars based on the cozy relationships that we have. But look at, there still is no answer. There's no conclusive answer or response to their involvement on September 11th. So as far as I'm concerned, thumbs down on the Saudis. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME 66 to 321-321.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Making all kinds of different sounds from Animal Kingdom, in case you can figure that out. I wish Bob Kay were here to do his Daffy Duck impression. I've never been able to do impressions. Have you, Warren? Warren Eckstein.
I can bark, that's it.
Well, let's hear a good bark from you.
Ruff, ruff.
That's a rough bark, Bob.
I'm telling you.
I used to love to imitate. Charlotte would do boof. It wasn't a bark, it was a boof, 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 boof. All right, enough of that.
That's not the question. The question is, do dogs in the South have a Southern accent?
Ah, how would it sound if they were boofing in the South?
Ruff, ruff, y'all.
Boof.
What about our Chihuahuas, Warren? Do our Chihuahuas sound Mexican?
You know, it's interesting. My dog's bilingual. I mean, he speaks two languages.
Really?
Really?
He doesn't speak two languages. He understands two languages. If he spoke two languages, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today.
Be on a plane to Hawaii. What? Boof, 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 boof. I saw a dog named D-Lip. Ever heard of a dog named D-Lip?
No, that's an interesting name.
Strange. That would be an interesting conversation in and of itself. Most unusual names for a dog.
Stay. Stay. The most unusual dog was Stay.
Really?
His name was Stay. Stay.
What
cup,
kind of
Stay,
a what breed?
Stay.
What kind of a dog was it?
It was a Siberian Husky.
Yeah?
Isn't that just mean?
It was kind of mean, thinking back on it. You know, I wasn't there to work with the dog, but that's the name of the dog. I can't give you some of the names people name their dogs. Stay is definitely one of the more usual. I like the concept now that people are giving their dogs human names. It's a whole different ballgame.
Really? Mm. John?
Yeah, John. You know, years ago it was Duke, Duchess, and Queenie, and Blackie, and Whitey.
Yeah.
Now it's Sam, Harry, Saul. Sounds like a
Charlotte.
Poker game.
Yeah.
Dogs so playing poker, that was a great piece of art.
I have it hanging on my wall. Would you
Millie's,
guess that?
Millie's original name was Milagro,
which means miracle.
Yeah, Spanish miracle. And that's kind of. But Millie seems to just fit her so much more. Kind of a neat thing. All right. Does the name your dog have fit your dog? That's a question and a half. Think about that. The name you gave your dog. It oftentimes with people that kind of grow into what their name sounds like. Yeah, like Warren, you look like a Warren. And you sound like a wine. I think that's, yeah. And I think Victoria sounds like and looks like a Victoria, whatever that is, whatever the meaning. Yeah, you don't sound like Mary. You don't sound like Michaela. You know, you sound like Victoria to me. Is that silly?
No, I like
it. You don't sound
that.
Like Georgette. You sound like Victoria. All right, enough of that philosophy. In a moment, Great Danes Rescued. We'll have that story with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right. 84 Great Danes were rescued from a puppy mill in New Hampshire thanks to the Humane Society and local police. They described this scene smelled like feces and raw chicken and ammonia. Dogs didn't have access to food or water, had trouble walking. These people should be shot. There are 10,000 puppy mills in the U.S. New Hampshire is the top state for puppy mills, and now there's a whole movement, the anti-puppy mill legislation, regulation, that kind of stuff. I bet you've come across some horror stories, Warren.
You know, I don't talk about it a lot, Doug, but I was a peace officer for the state of New York for many, many years, and part of my job, well, it wasn't a job, it was a voluntary thing, but I had to carry a gun 24 hours and investigate abuse, and part of that was investigating some of these stores that were bringing in these dogs from the South and other places with the puppy mills of dogs. And it's horrible. I've seen the blood, I've been to the puppy mills, and it amazes me that in 2017, we're still talking about it. What's happening, though, is kind of a positive thing. More and more pet stores now are taking dogs from local rescues and shelters and having those in their locations, realizing that if people come in to adopt a dog, it's a good thing morally, but at the same time, they're going to sell products. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing for everybody. But these puppy mills are atrocious, and it really amazes me. I remember having a quick conversation with someone in the industry that said, you know why puppy mills are okay? Because we don't care where people get their dogs as long as they get them.
Yeah, all right.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.